tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Love drunk,
hey,
days.
What?
Can't see through the haze to the
what? Hey guys, welcome to the Voice After Show. Right now we are listening to our guest who I will introduce in just a sec. First, I'm Chloe West. I'm your lead host today. Jason is out. And who do we have over here?
I'm Christian Rosenberg, and Chloe, they can follow you on Twitter, can't they?
They can, and Instagram and Snapchat at Chloe West X.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Rhea Rosenberg and Instagram at The Rhea Rosenberg, and the lovely lady next to me.
I am your girl, Stephanie G. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at The Stephanie Georgie, and our lovely guest to my right.
Hi, I'm Corbin Reed, and you can follow me on Twitter at CMIREID.
And you can find this song, Crazy, on YouTube. Her music video just came out, but we're going to talk more about that later. First, we're going to jump into the show, and we're going to start with Team Adam tonight. He had James Dupree versus Shelby Brown. James sang Sure Be Glad If You Did, which is a Blake Shelton song, which is a very brave choice.
But, Shelby went up. I think we got the song for Shelby up first here.
Yeah, Shelby sang Jesus Take the Wheel, which is a huge Carrie Underwood ballad. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, talk about a risk. Like, she should be so nervous to sing this song. Although apparently she sang it in the third grade.
She reminded me of like a country Adele in a way. Like they're like like a very young Adele, obviously. Actually, she's only 16 years old.
No, that's a great comparison because I think I thought the same thing. Her voice is very powerful, and I hate to bring this up the way Jason does, but as far as marketing goes, that's kind of why I thought they weren't going to lean towards her. But I'm surprised they haven't switched up her look a little bit.
I'm sure they will when it comes to lives.
Yeah,
right?
Lives are coming up. And she was definitely nervous at the beginning. She was rushing her first few lines of the song. But then she got comfortable, and it was a perfect choice for her because she's known on this show for that power note right there. So she's like, hey, here's a song where I can do it all over the course.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Mm-hmm. I sort of love that she was, like, nervous at the beginning, and then the more that the song went on, you could tell that she, like, gained power and strength, and she got more and more comfortable. And I thought that was very attractive.
Oh, yeah. Everyone likes to see someone, you know, get over their hurdles, like, take the journey on The Voice. That's how you win The Voice. And so let's talk about James Dupree, who you sang Sure Be Glad If You Did. I personally thought this was a terrible song choice for him. I think he's a way better singer than this song gave him the room to be. And it was just boring.
Mm, I like how he sounded, though.
Yeah, he sounded great.
I think he sounded great, but he's just... My only issue with him is that he's just a bit of a cornball.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, the sex appeal is missing a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, what are you talking about?
Like, where with, like, Shelby, like, you... Like, everything that she did, the nervousness was cute. Everything else was cute. It complimented her, but he was... I don't know. I love how he sounded. It was just everything else that kind of threw me off a little bit.
No, I got my nap in for the show during this.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it was blah. I mean, every time I've seen this guy, to me, it's just been blah.
I kind of agree. I think other songs I was more compelled to listen, and I was leaning in more and listening. And I don't know, this one, he just like he was trying to be someone he really wasn't, and like. Some kind of cool guy, like, leaning back, like, not for me. This one.
This guy should not sing standing up.
Right.
Like, he should only be on a stool. And he's a good, and don't get me wrong, he's a good singer.
That's always the battle is, like, between the voice, even though it's called the voice, mm-hmm. and, like, the presence. Because you have to have both in order for people to want to watch you. Like, it's one thing to have a great voice, but, like, it's another thing to have, like, a personality and, like, a... a power when you're up there, and he just sort of didn't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And so Shelby went on to win this battle, or this knockout, and nobody stole James. And mm-hmm. we only had one steal tonight, which was Pharrell. And, you know, everyone can kind of guess it's going to be the last one. I know, Christian, you were the whole time. You're like, please
just
don't like,
just
make
do it.
Just
do it at, like, 8:40. Just do it, like, in the middle of the show just to spice things up. No, we had to save it for the very, very end.
Yep, that's how they do on The Voice. Yep. Now, let's get into Team Pharrell. We had Mark Hood versus Sienna. And Mark saying Stand By Me.
Ugh.
And Mark is the really fun one. He has so much. He's a ball of energy. And I mean, after the rehearsal, you felt like
I couldn't stand this performance.
You are leave this room right now. This was the best performance of the night.
Everybody vote if Steffi should leave. Christian.
Hands for those Steffi, of you listening. There's three hands
Steffi,
up.
Sorry,
no, I got your back, Steffi G.
Thanks, James. Loves you. No, I couldn't because you know what? I felt like he was applying. He was doing the exact same thing that he did with Ain't No Mountain High when he had, which would, that was
crushing it.
That was an incredible battle. That was an incredible battle. Thing. But this is Stand By Me, and I thought, like, I mean, that one run was powerful, but you know, I feel like this with this song particularly, it's delivered more. It's delivered better when there's more heart in it. And I felt like this was just too much of a performance.
I thought this was all hard.
This is 100% hard.
He has so much heart and so much spirit. And, like, he's confident but, like, humble.
I think he was too fast and the song is too slow. He's doing too much. And I feel like
this was the one song where I was actually able to, like, close my eyes and hear the story being told in the song.
It's so beautiful and flawless. I can't believe you didn't like it.
I did.
Well, yeah, that's entitled. Shocking. You're entitled.
Shocking. So let's go to Sienna, who sang Back to Black. And I really just can't believe she's 15. That's all I kept thinking this whole time.
I wasn't comfortable watching her. I felt uncomfortable.
Why?
Because
she was. Well, no, because she's singing Amy Winehouse. Like, it's kind of like a seductive type song. And here's this little girl who, you know, is, like, still 2 years away from puberty. And she's, you know, like, yeah, the braces and all, just trying to bust us out. I'm just like, this seems weird.
Because
to me, she's not at a potential yet because she hasn't grown yet.
Do you think the song she was singing was just too old for her, maybe?
I mean, Amy Winehouse, that song, first of all, they had to change the lyrics because it's not Lip Sweat, but that's fine. We'll let that fly. She should be on the Disney Channel. I mean, I said that was the first thing I think I said, in my head at least, was like, she should be out loud. Yeah. And she'd be great on the Disney Channel.
I loved her.
She was also out of tune a lot.
Like, love anything that's under 16. I think about it,
and
that's true, but
that's usually boys. That's usually the cute little boys. I don't really care about little girls.
That's not creepy.
No,
everybody knows I'm a creep. But
Corbin, Stephanie, yeah. Corbin.
No, but I just I liked it, and yeah, I think she should be on Disney and everything. But I thought the performance was great.
She was off tune a lot, too, towards the end.
I don't know. I like her, though. She's a cutie.
I do like her, and I actually think she will have a very strong career post-Voice.
So do I.
If she continues to go, because, she would be great on the Disney Channel. I think if she had a YouTube channel, she would be really popular.
YouTube
channel,
she'd be great.
People would be super into her. And she could do, you know, any kind of song she wants, and I could see her kind of arranging things in a really cool way, but
I think it was good that she didn't win, though, regardless of me not really liking Mark's performance, but only because she, as much as I loved it, she'll be better later. Like, she still needs...
She needs more time to mature and to grow and to really come into her own.
She's incredible for now, exactly. So just imagine later.
Here's the issue is that I don't know if it'll work when she's older. The whole thing that she's got going for is that she's like, hi, my name is this, and then she's like, rah.
Yeah.
And so I feel like...
Can you do that one more time?
Rah.
It was a little different there.
I think when she's older, people are going to expect her to look like a woman and act like a woman. And that whole dynamic...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
If she really hasn't gone through puberty yet, then we, you know... I mean, which is horrible to even talk about right now, but whatever. You know, that wouldn't happen.
Sorry,
you kind of grow up.
It doesn't appear that way.
You look different.
I think Mark ended up winning the knockout, and I think that was the right choice. And for a lot of reasons. I want to talk about, though, for a second, Rihanna's killer coaching style.
Yeah, like, she's great.
She's doing great. And she's giving great notes. I think she's really invested in giving and listening to everyone and, like, making them feel good and getting them to the next level. Mm-hmm. I'm loving her on the show.
She's so sweet, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I want to be here. I want her to be, like, my best friend.
Can we be friends? She says she's, what I've always wanted the other mentors to say. I love that she's like, no, for this part, try, like, mm-hmm. I feel like everyone always tries to be nice. Mm. When it's like, no, you're there to mentor. Good. Rihanna, listen. And she does. So she gives the most, like, she gives, like you said, she gives such perfect criticism.
It's constructive. It's and so constructive. Her, the way that she does it is, like, in a way that's not threatening. It's like you can take the criticism and be like, oh, that's a good suggestion. Yeah. I'm not afraid to try that because of the way that you present it.
Exactly. And when she takes the mic and she's like, let me show you real quick, mm-hmm. it's like, perfect, because I needed you to do that so that I can do it also.
Yeah.
Like, so what is it that you want to see? Because if she has that experience, like, obviously, and she's a powerhouse singer. Honestly, yeah. Fucking genius, excuse me, mm-hmm. to have Rihanna on as a mentor.
Yeah, she's great. I love her, like, sitting in the audience, and she's, like, really, like, trying mm-hmm. to, like, coach them even through the song, even mm-hmm. while they're singing, and she's just, like, really makes them feel good, and I like little things that she does, like, she knew everyone's name mm-hmm. as they came on. They didn't have to, like, say their name to her, you know, she kind of said hi to them first, mm-hmm. and was just really open and warm, and I think that that was really cool.
She's cool. And you know what? It's probably because we haven't seen her in a minute that it was, it's, like, so refreshing and nice. And, like, man, that's
I feel like we never
you.
See her in this light either, though.
Exactly. We don't.
I feel like
she's
I'm
always, like,
to
the
know
sexy
her.
Vixen. Yeah. Like, she's got, like, her vibe.
Her bad girl Riri.
This was the most... This was
which
the
is
most,
great.
Yeah.
This was the most clothing I think I've seen her wear in, like, 10 years. Because anytime you see her on
that's
TV...
Not
she,
that's not true.
It's a joke.
Well, bad joke.
It's a, we don't mind seeing her with no clothes. She's banging.
All right, let's get on to the next Team Pharrell. It was Evan versus Tim, and Evan sang Dare You to Move, and man, his voice is like butter.
Oh,
this guy's like, good.
Loved
this guy's
him.
Really good.
Really good. And you really, he's really genuine. He gives a lot of energy, but you really believe him, and like, the way he opens up to the audience, you're still on his side. It doesn't seem like he's just putting on a show. What do you think?
Yeah, he was so full of passion, and you just felt like you really got to know him. And he was so free, and I just got chills watching this. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. It's, again, another guy who was really telling a story in his performance. His tone is so clear.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really versatile. I mean, you were hearing him do, like, Stevie Wonder in the Blinds. Now he's doing this.
That little clip that he did of Stevie Wonder, yeah. I was like, whoa. His voice is so soulful.
And that was...
And gritty.
Pharrell had just
asked him. I know, and they played the music, and he just did it. But that's what you gotta be able to do. I mean, he's great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's why, like... I feel like that's why he's still in the show, is, like... Pharrell keeps remembering that, you know? It's still in his mind, like, man, he did that, he did that.
I mean, some people you just can't, like, deny, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Steffi, what did you think?
I liked him, he didn't sound bad. It was like, I mean, I liked this one better than, like, again, I feel so bad about Mark. I don't know why that one just bothered me, but it was great. I guess I'm just always looking for very specific thing. Like, for instance, out of everyone we've spoken about, I think Shelby was my favorite one so far. And then Shelby. Someone else who I think is better afterwards.
Got it. Well, so Evan went against Tim, who sang Torn, which is sang by Natalie Imbruglia, mm-hmm. who's a female. And I absolutely love that he covered this.
Me
and
too.
He turned it into his own thing. I'm obsessed with Tim. I was shocked he didn't win. I think Evan is great, and Evan has a good voice, but Evan isn't a star, and I think Tim is a star.
Thank you. Well said. Perfect.
I really like this performance, too, but to me, Evan clearly won this. But his big thing was his best performance... was in the battles. And...
Who, Evan or Tim?
Tim's best performance was in the battle round. And he was kind of going on when he was first being introduced in the show that he was in a band and this is an odd attempt of him being solo.
Yeah.
And to me, he was... The reason this battle was the best because he was sharing a stage with somebody. It was the one time he felt the most comfortable. To me, I mean, he's really talented. There's no doubt about that. But he just doesn't... I don't think he feels he's completely in his comfort zone without being up there with other people.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I felt like Gwen's face and her reaction to him, like, she was just so, like, in with whatever he was saying. He just... every word, every line he gives is he connects with the audience.
When you pull someone in, you pull someone in.
My only issue with him, though, and maybe it's because I'm a singer, is that it was there was some really, like, a little bit wonky things going on.
But in his notes, like as far as his actual, like, technique, I agree.
Yeah.
But
threw me out of it a little bit.
There's something about, even with certain singers, like, I was listening to Erykah Badu the other day, and I was literally thinking about the show. I'm like, what is it about people who... You know, it's the way you deliver it sometimes. You
of
know?
Course.
You
yeah,
can
yeah,
be
yeah.
the most perfect, like, technically, like, singer, but sometimes if you don't have it, you don't have it. And I think that it's just a matter of passion, which Evan clearly had. He really did. But there was just something about it that was just a good performance. Like, you practice and you did it very well, but that's all that I can say.
This guy has style, too. He's got, like, a vibe. Yeah. He's got, like, that, like, cool... something going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just think Evan won't win the show where Tim had a chance.
Yeah.
He might not be the best singer, but there's something there that people will connect to. Mm-hmm. And Tim, people are like, oh, that's such a good guy. And then, like, the next guy, you forget who he is, and you're not going to vote for him.
And maybe that's what I keep thinking about. I think I'm just, like, judging everyone now to the style of the show.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
Yeah.
So, let's go on to Team Gwen. But before we do, I just want to let you guys know that... You know, thank you so much for supporting AfterBuzz TV. We have a sister channel called BHL, which is Black Hollywood Live, and they also cover a ton of stuff. I mean, they cover music and movies and pop culture and news, and you can find all of their shows on blackhollywoodlive.com. So go and check them out. They're awesome. I promise you guys, we'll love it. And they also cover a ton of red carpets and things like that, a bunch of stuff that AfterBuzz does but also doesn't do. They sort of... get a whole other side of Hollywood, and it's super interesting and awesome and so entertaining. So check them out.
That was Chloe's stamp of approval right there.
I love Black Hollywood Live. So I'm a big fan. So you guys should check it out.
Check it out.
See what you think. I mean, you know, don't be afraid to try something new. And then if you don't like it, hey, you don't like it, but you tried it. Let's go to Team Gwen, though. So her first battle was Jeffrey Austin and Coda. And Jeffrey Austin sang Turning Tables, and this guy is like a little baby Sam Smith. And he sang an Adele song, and that's one hard, two super hard for a dude.
Yes.
And did really well.
Yeah.
I mean, Christian, what did you think?
I feel like no guy should do an Adele song, no matter how talented they are. It's just because she's on such... a unique level, and I really haven't heard, to me, and I mean, it's been done in past seasons, but there's never been a guy singing an Adele song on the show that has blown me away. I mean, he was very good.
She loved it.
Stephanie is just dancing along next to me as I'm talking. I mean, he's really, really talented, and he's great, but I feel like I could have got more out of him, which is really weird to say when he's singing Adele.
I understand.
I agree with you on that piece of it. I don't know about the guy doing the Adele song thing.
No.
But yeah, I feel like he held back a little bit. Or like the thing they were trying to get emotion out of him. They were like, we got it out of you. I didn't really feel like they got it out of him.
I agree.
He was kind of a little bit of a stone wall, which sucks because his voice is astonishing. Mm. You know? I also feel like he's got a little bit of a theatrical sound, which is great. And he would probably be great in, like, a Broadway show or something.
Sure.
Steffi, what do you think?
I thought it was great, especially in comparison to the next performance that I did not like at all. But I think he's great. I mean, maybe because he also made me laugh a lot, too, when he, like, saw Rihanna. He was like, my girl Riri. I was like, stop. I love you. I think he was great. And I think that I didn't care for him to move a lot, because if you're going to do an Adele song, just make sure you do it right. So if that's what he was concentrating on, I think he did well. And I think also I'm still thinking about his, you know, Sam Smith performance, which was incredible too. I just thought it was a really good performance. Again, not someone that I think is going to win The Voice, but still better than others.
Or maybe that's what it is. Like, maybe you touched on it. Maybe I was just thinking that it felt like he was thinking too hard to try to do it. Maybe so maybe that kind of sheltered it a little bit.
I don't know. I think he just needs to work on storytelling. I think his voice is really good.
But he could give a little more.
But like when Gwen was talking about, now you need to like come out from behind the mic and convince us that you were sad before and now you're angry and you have a purpose. I did not believe him.
Right.
And that song really like has that. And I think, you know, his voice will be able to take him so far. But people vote through a camera lens on this show. And I didn't feel anything through this camera lens with him. And
it was more of a mimic of Adele.
And his voice is only going to take it so far, and he has to connect with the audience through the camera. And if he doesn't, you're not going to win the show. And so Coda, who I think is a star, like, I think this girl connects. I think they're constantly close up on her, which is, like, she's selling it. She picked Barracuda by Heart, which is one of the hardest songs in history to sing. And honestly, they gave her a lot of flack for being sharp at certain parts, but for this song, man, I felt like she did a really good job.
I was bummed because look how cool she looks. Like, she really is, like, she's great for a stage. She has a good look. I like the way that she moves. But then it's like, it doesn't matter. It's one of those performances where, like, you're not, like, you're messing up a little bit. Not even messing up. Oh, you see, but you hear it. But you don't miss it too much. She's not distracting
enough.
The song
is like that.
Yeah, that's how the song is.
That's how the song is.
But I've heard other people sing
that. You can sing that song, though, and hit the notes. It is a little bit jarring, at least to my ear. And I just, when things are sharp or flat, I'm just like, you know?
Throughout the history of the show, there's always been, you know, like, a crazy kind of super cool rocker chick that gets far in most seasons. And I feel like they're finally catching up with it, because those girls always seem to lose when they pick the song with the really hard rhythms. Even though they're doing well on it, it's just not something that people... it's just not something that, you know, people can... You can't really dance along to this. You can't bob your head to this song, but it's just how the song is. It's
no,
not her.
But you can. Do you remember Bria? That one girl that she had, like, she was, I want to say she was from Virginia or something. She was 17.
Yeah.
If she sang Barracuda, as much as it was crazy,
nah, she
could.
She was all rasp. She could never sing Barracuda.
No, she
ever.
Could because she went so
no,
loud.
100% could never sing Barracuda ever.
Yeah,
ever.
She has a better voice than this girl. Do
no,
you know who
false.
I'm talking about?
Yes, I know.
Corbin, I'm sorry you're sitting in between.
Absolutely
them right
not.
Now.
Bria's voice was just, all rasp.
Just smile and nod.
Bria's voice was 100% rasp. And she was cool and soulful. She could never do a theatrical 80s huge Barracuda song ever.
The only person on The Voice that I could think could possibly do this would have been Kat Robichaud.
Yeah, agree.
I don't know who that is. I can't remember.
Same season.
Really? Then she didn't leave an impression. Bria did. Bria was super good.
Kat went farther.
Kat did go further.
Kat?
Yeah.
I think that's why they told her, Rihanna, I think, maybe said, make sure that you don't go too crazy with the vocals, because, you know, she is such a, like, she's very comfortable on stage, obviously. She's got a great look. She's, like, young and, like, vibrant. But I think what killed her is all the tricks she was trying to do. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to do a trick, you've got to nail it. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Because then you set us up, you're like,
And then we're disappointed, and you don't want anyone to be disappointed.
Should we make a rule for The Voice, like how we make Whitney rules, that no one can sing Heart on The Voice anymore?
There might be one or two Heart songs that might be okay, but no, there are some of those people like, no, don't even try.
Yeah, you're like, don't sing Whitney.
Has anybody sung Whitney lately?
Not recently. But at the first few seasons, yeah.
Till Live. Someone's going to do it.
Yeah,
Wait
Till Live. Well, that's what Adele has become now, I feel like. It's like, everyone's just going to try and sing Adele.
Yeah.
All right. So then we had the last singers for the whole show and for Team Gwen tonight were Regina and Riley. And Regina, these were both Gwen Steels. And Regina sang Midnight Train to Georgia. And, like, holy crap. Like, what?
Is it crazy for me to think that there was too much power in this song? Because
I mean, yes, but at the
I
same
felt
time,
like I fell off
worked.
My chair, and like, which is all is good, but it's just like, oh my god, you know, I don't need to be yelled at the entire time.
Well, I mean, she's a gospel singer, and yeah. I mean that is sort of the style. But the beautiful thing about that is that everybody felt something watching her.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, there were so many performances tonight where I wasn't like, something inside of me was like moving. And I feel like that's the point of a great performance, is to like to have people move you. And I'd rather watch that than watch some piece of toast. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I agree.
Like,
But what I wasn't a fan of the fact, like, yeah, obviously this went on last on the show tonight. So the commercial breaks had a different clip of this song in each commercial break. So you pretty much saw the entire song by the time it actually aired. It's like, why do they have to do that?
I mean, she's incredible. Like, how the music really moves her. And, like, how does she even practice that? Like, how does she?
She's probably been singing her whole.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
How many noise violations has she gotten from neighbors?
I mean, but she sings, I feel like I like it because she knows what all her words mean. She means what she says, and she says what she means. You know, I mean, I know it's not her lyrics; it's just a song. But that's why I like.
She was singing about something.
Knew that song, and that's the reason why she can sing it to us. She's like, no. Let me tell you this about this song real quick, and you're gonna hear me, and we heard you, girl.
Yeah, I just worry. She's gonna fall into that same.
She will. She absolutely will fall into that
hole that, you know, anyone over 30 on this show does.
Yeah.
And any powerhouse singer like that, it's hard. People like to watch the journey on this show. I'm really glad Gwen chose her, and like Gwen couldn't deny what she just heard. But it's one of those things that you're like, this show. We'll see how it goes. We'll see.
At least she gets to, if nothing else, she at least gets the opportunity and the platform. She seems like she's so, like, psyched to be there. And that's a beautiful thing to watch, is to watch somebody be so grateful.
Yeah, and her story is really interesting. You know, having the record deal with
with Mayweather.
Holyfield.
Holyfield, yeah.
A record deal with Evander Holyfield?
Yes, Evander Holyfield once upon a time apparently had a record label.
Wow.
Because if there's one thing a legendary boxer knows,
it's the music industry. Yeah.
You know what I do wish they had, though? Because what bothers me about these singers, like, you know, her and, like, Sasandra, I just wish there was a platform, because I feel they're too good for The Voice. So I just wish there was, like, a reality show of, you know, divas, like, of all, everyone who's on the same realm trying to get up and, like, performing in different places.
What are they
going
to win, though?
No, it's not even a matter of winning. It's just their journey, or if it's, you know, like, a concert or a tour or something, you know? Just still seeing their performances. They don't have to make albums, but, like, why wouldn't you want to see that live?
Right.
But why would you want to watch 10 of them?
Even if it was, like, a gospel thing, like, if you, let's say she wanted to go, like, have, like, a performance there and wanted to preach, I would go to that. And be like, preach to me,
I'm
girl.
Pretty sure Michelle Williams does have a gospel show on BET.
Perfect. We should get her on that show.
Get on that show, girl.
All right. So then we had Riley, who sang EXO by Beyonce. And she kind of arranged it in her own little way, which is very smart. Mm-hmm. Because you can't do Beyonce.
Yeah, that's one of the rules. Like, yeah, one of the rules on the show.
I know. They said Beyonce, and I was like, ooh, that makes me nervous.
But she was awesome. And I think this girl could win The Voice. She has that YouTube following. YouTube following, but she's also really good, really cool. And I think she's going to be one that grows on the show. And now she's on Team Pharrell because he stole her. He used his last deal for her. And yeah, I think she's going to be one that's going to keep going and going and going.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because she does remind me a little bit of Jackie Lee from a few seasons ago. Not in the talent per se, but in the fact that, oh yeah, she's still here. Oh yeah, she was good. Oh wait, that was really good. Yeah. Oh, she's still. Wait, what? and I agree. I think she's just starting to get to her peak, heading into live rounds,
which is great for the show.
Which is great for the show, between her following and just for her to win over new fans in general.
Mm-hmm.
Right time to try this song. Again, it's an insane risk to do Beyonce, but the fact that she arranged it instead of just going out there and trying to do Beyonce because she would have failed was great for her. And I'm excited to see more of her.
I think she's just super cute on stage. She's something. Cute. She's super cute on stage. It's nice to watch. She's not doing too much, not too little.
Yeah,
It's a good look for her.
For sure, she's very balanced in all the ways.
Yeah. Exactly. She wasn't doing too much, and that's what everyone does these days, is too much. So it's like, okay, it's a very tolerable performance, especially because we see so much all the time. I feel like we're just overexposed and we want to give all of our judgments all the time. So sometimes I like someone who just like kind of takes me away from criticizing them.
Interesting. All right, well, let's get to Team Blake. His only performance tonight was Emily Ann Roberts and Naja Nicole. And Emily Ann sang Cowboy Take Me Away.
Mm-hmm. And I love this song.
I love this song. I thought this performance was horrible.
Explain yourself.
She just was terrible in all ways. Like, she was boring. She didn't connect to anyone. She didn't connect to the camera. She didn't connect to audience
members.
She
was very vanilla.
Yeah, and she didn't sound good. Like, I don't think she... Like, didn't hit that note. Like,
we paused real...
Like, I'm sorry, but, like, she was so bad.
It's funny that we heard that
part. I will say, she's very cute. And she's confident, but she was singing for herself, and for me, that's a pet peeve with performers. Yes. Like, it's about sharing, it's not about, like, self-indulging. Mm-hmm. And when people are singing and they're just like, this the whole time, mm-hmm. I'm like, but we're out here.
Right.
So. Yeah. Christian, what did you like so much about this?
I like the fact I see a lot of Riley in her. I see her getting better and better as the show goes on.
I mean, hopefully, you can't get worse than this.
Well, no, here's the thing. Do not be surprised if this girl wins
the
whole thing. Because you got the young, cute country girl.
Nah, that's over.
No, it ain't.
How many of those can you do?
It's worked for them for how many seasons now?
Well, let's skip one.
I don't think she sounded bad. I do think she'll sound like this in all of her performances.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just...
And I like that you said she's singing for herself because she's one of those people that, like, walks around and will sing. You know, like... Mm-hmm. I'll sing out loud, but that's because I don't have a good voice. So it's like people be like, Stephanie, shut up. Where she's like, and then waiting to hear somebody be like, oh, wow, you're good. You should go in The Voice or something, which is probably what happened to her. And then she came on, and now it's like, okay.
Yeah, and then Naja Nicole came on, and she sang A Woman's Worth, which is a really hard song.
I know.
And she really had the confidence to do a ton of different things. I think she should have scaled back a little bit.
Yes.
There are some parts when I, you know, wish she would have stuck to the original a little bit more, but oh my gosh, when she did all those runs at the end, it was like, I can't believe she's doing that.
She's
that was
kind
incredible.
Of like a jazz singer to me. Like, yeah. She Lounge-y. Should be. And I was feeling what they were saying about how you don't really know your genre yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I see that because it's not quite R&B, it's not quite pop.
Right.
I almost was getting like an Erykah Badu meets like Billie Holiday vibe from her, which is sort of like uncharted territory. But people want you to be able to fit into some category, and if you haven't figured that out yet, that can definitely be a weak.
And I think you get that Erykah Badu from like her stage presence, like her performance. Like, she's amazing to watch. She looks good, and you know, you can get into it for a second, but then at the same time, what are you listening to?
Right.
Yeah. What is that sound?
And that I think was my, because I could not really get into this song much at all. I mean, she's really talented, but yeah, I couldn't get into it because I'm like, okay, what are we trying to sing here? Are we turning this into a pop song? Are we trying to go to soulful?
I have that problem. I thought her whole performance was awesome, but I just think Blake picked the other girl because Blake doesn't know what to do with people like this, and we see it season after season.
He tries to pick them, but then it's like he's still going to pick the blonde.
He's going to pick the girl that he knows he can have success with.
He can make money,
and what he knows what to do with.
Yeah, he knows what to do. He knows the songs to give. What song does he know to give her?
I was shocked that she picked him.
See, some people think that like they're like, oh, I'll be strategic. The one person on his team, and like it won't be like. Me versus, like, everyone else who's like me on Pharrell's team. And it's just, with Blake, he just isn't strong enough to know what to do with you at the end of the day. Like, you'll get to the knockout rounds, but that's it.
And then also, Blake chose Zach in a battle that we didn't see.
Oh, yeah. We didn't see that.
A knockout that happened
Zach
that they wouldn't
over
even show.
Chris.
Right, that's right.
But, yeah, so... I want to get into our guest over here and her new song. So, Corvin, your new song is Crazy, and you have a music video out. Tell me about this song, and then tell me about the concept for the music video that you guys shot.
Yeah, okay. So, the song, I mean, it's about being so in love with somebody that it drives you to wanting to commit yourself, basically. And when we were coming up with the ideas, me and the director, it was sort of like a series of scenarios, and he was like, you know, what if we have you in this warehouse and you're there with the guy. And then sort of from there, we just sort of, it spun into a bunch of different situations. I was like, yeah, like I should, you know, force him to eat a meal with me and I should force him to like watch TV with me and like just
little things that you would want if you were going crazy and it wasn't there. Absolutely.
Yeah. Not. And then you literally just take it so far to the left. Like mm-hmm. There is a bag over his head in the video. I wanted to, like, drag him in behind me to this warehouse. And we ended up not dragging Brian. He's lovely. And I also don't have the physical strength capability to drag him. But, yeah, so that's kind of what the song is about. I wrote it maybe, like, a little bit over a year ago. I launched, like, a Kickstarter campaign to sort of fund the whole thing. And I produced it. And it was, like, this whole sort of... venture that I went on, this is like my first thing since doing Broadway, which is what mm-hmm. I've been doing prior. Mm-hmm. And so now
what was that transition like?
Yeah,
well, I was in New York for like 4 years doing Broadway, mostly rock musicals. Mm-hmm. Like I worked with Green Day and American Idiot, and I did Rent, which is like another rock musical. And then I did Sister Act, which is like
incredible.
Super fun.
God, we opened the show to that last week.
Did you?
Swear, oh, happy day.
That is awesome.
No, I kid you not. Like, we love, Jason and I love Sister Act. The other one who wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've been my whole week. That's so weird. That's amazing. Yeah, no. I'm going to watch that.
It was so fun. It was so fun to do. It was such like an upbeat, fun show. Yeah. So I sort of went from show to show to show for like 4 years. And then I was like always writing, my own music, and it got to a point for me where I was like, it's great to do other people's work, but it feels so much better to
create,
and not even better, it just feels good, like, right. Just put it that way.
Well, because it's yours, and yeah, for you.
And I, my heart was so full doing that whole project, and now I'm working on an EP, so I'm still creating.
Well, let's take a listen to Crazy. Let's just play, yeah.
Nice. How many songs do you have on? Do you have like a little catalog going on right now, or not yet?
A catalog. There's going to be like probably 4 songs in
on your EP.
Yeah.
Perfect. Get it, girl.
That guy looks terrified.
Well, he's supposed to look terrified. Other people watch the video and they're like, he should be enjoying that.
Yeah. I'm like, you should be having some fun in there.
This is really cool.
And we actually had so much. We had so much fun, but you know, we have to be like, when the camera's on, you gotta be like, okay, be scared.
Yeah.
You know.
This is really cool. So, who are some of your influences?
Oh man. Well, I grew up listening to all the big voices, like Celine Dion, mm-hmm. Whitney Houston. I was really into Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, girl.
I had this karaoke machine that my mom gave me, and
you
I
were
bought.
Like, come on, shake your body, baby. Do
no,
that
that's
song,
what
yeah.
I did all day long. Literally, just sang along to all these big voices, and that's essentially how. I've been singing since I was little. When I was like in kindergarten, my parents had to have like meetings with my teacher because I would sing while the teacher was talking and not even know that I was doing it. Like I'm like a little bit crazy, I think. And I still have
And
like,
that's how this song was born.
I have like a constant soundtrack playing in my head. But no, and I also love like all of the great jazz musicians like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday.
Nice.
And Etta James is another one. And now, like, some of my, like, the newer artists that I'm, like, really into, I love Tori Kelly. I think she's so dope.
She is buzzing.
Yeah. Jessie J is
insane.
I love Janelle Monáe. I love her style. She's really cool. But, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, where can we find, besides YouTube, where we can find the video, mm-hmm. where can we find your music?
So this song will be available on iTunes in a week.
Ooh, we got an exclusive.
That's only for you guys.
Oh, we get the little jingle and everything.
Yeah. And then my EP will be out in January.
Wow, fast.
Yeah, well, I've been working on it for a while, so.
Great. Sweet.
So send us
and
copies.
Yeah. No, you gotta pay for it.
No, of course, I support you.
So will that be on iTunes, where they can find everything?
Yes.
Sweet. And then do you have, where else can they find you?
Where else can you find me? I do live shows at a place called The Rockwell. And right now we're doing, like, these musical parodies. We just did Clueless. It's called Clueless, the Unauthorized Musical Parody. And I played Dion in it. And I'll be back in January. I'll be running January through March.
Great, I'll be there. Right. I love Clueless.
It's really, really fun.
Dion was my girl.
It's, like, the movie mixed with, like, 90s R&B and pop and all of that stuff. And it's super funny. And there's, like, a lot of improv going on. And,
cool.
So that's where I am right now.
Sweet.
And, yeah, I have a film coming out that I did this summer. It's a Lionsgate movie. It'll be in theaters.
Yay.
What's it called?
I can't tell you their name. Oh. It's very top secret. But my name is Corbin Reed.
God,
so
she's kind of a big deal. She's kind of a big deal.
I'll look on IMDb later. That's awesome. Okay, I want to talk one more thing about The Voice, because knockouts are over. We're going to lives. I want all of us to make our own predictions of what team we think is going to win.
The best team.
The best team.
Should we do an individual, or just team?
Use the little cheat sheets that I gave you.
The lights are going crazy.
We're crazy like that here.
So just look at the cheat sheet and now guess what team, like what coach you think is going to win The Voice. And I will remember this forever, and then I will. We will remember.
How about I'm going to eliminate Blake. For me, it's in between Ferratum and Gwen.
Well, yeah, they just eliminated Blake.
I know, but they each have someone that I love. Oh, actually, then you know what? No, I think between Pharrell and Adam. Oh no, Brayden Sunshine's on Gwen. Brayden's my favorite.
You're really gonna make a decision.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I think Pharrell's got the winner.
I think Adam.
I think Pharrell has the most talented team.
Yeah. I think.
I don't know if he has the winner, but he has most the most talented team.
I think you're right. Because the winner is always. I'm always kind of like, huh?
I'm rooting for Mark. I want him to win this so badly.
Whoa. Mark Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
But.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of people on this team that are
great. Well, where can they find you guys?
I was like, well, let's all of a sudden you paused it.
Let's do it.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Real Rosenberg, Instagram at The Real Rosenberg. And of course, you can check out WWE SmackDown AfterBuzz, which I host on Thursday nights, and an improv comedy theater near you or near me, because I don't travel too much.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and for the Jane the Virgin After Show live at 11 p.m. directly after this.
Awesome. And you can find AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV, and you can find me, Chloe West, at Chloe West X on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And thank you so much to our guest, Corbin Reed, for being on here. And one more time, where can they find you?
Yeah, Twitter, your Twitter
you
and everything.
You can find me at CMIREID on Twitter and on Instagram at Corbin M. Reed, and on my website, CorbinReed.com, to see what I'm up to.
Sweet. All right. Thanks so much for watching, guys.
Bye.
And we will see you next week.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.